you know, one thing I do understand, I think this is very unique about my keynote, for example, is that I don't use slides. So I don't have a slideshow that I sort of refer to.
You are the slideshow.
My, you know, my kind of flagship main keynote that I do for organizations and conferences and stuff like that is very experiential. So, and that is actually kind of, it's based on the principles of improv. So I sort of take the first, you know, 8-10 minutes for the audience to be like, hey, we're going to start by talking about improv. And it's a huge, you know, you have no idea where this is going to go, but like, trust me on this journey, you learn by having this experience. Improv is making up scenes, like whose line is it anyway? So conception, I think, from the outside, when you watch improv and improvisers, is that like, man, these people are smart, they're quick on their feet, they're funny. And the truth is underneath that, when you learn about how improv actually works, it's not really about being smart, saying funny things, impressing people. It's really truly about connecting, tuning in, listening. And so the main sort of principles and pieces of improv are around saying yes, seeing you know, how other people show up and their contributions as offers and accepting those offers and building onto them, right? Sort of yes and is the kind of cornerstone of all improv, of the idea of accepting offers and building onto them. And so through improv, the things that you really learn, you know, as a skill, if you're learning to do improv, are around saying yes, listening and being present in the moment, making other people look good, embracing change and failure, being, you know, choosing to be positive intentionally and impact other people in a positive way,